Hubhopper Originals.
Hi everyone, this is Omkar Chaudhary and back with Prolific, Boundless and Cosmic Season 2 of House of Josh. मैं आप सभी का तहे दिल से शुक्रिया अदा करना चाहता हूँ for your overwhelming love and support that you have given to Season 1. It's that support and love that gave me a confidence to come up with this exciting and brand new Season 2. मैं गुजारिश करता हूँ कि आप सभी का प्यार और सपोर्ट मेरे ऊपर और सीजन 2 के ऊपर हमेशा बरकरार रहे। So, with this positive note, let's get started with season 2, episode 1. So, the guest for today, she is an entrepreneur, smart and creative. She believes in what is done can be redone with another perspective to it, adding a bit of creativity. We have always seen her work, her product. She is fierce, independent lady entrepreneur behind the massive success of Pop Diaries, none other than Pallavi Mukherjee. Pallavi, welcome to the show and we are really obliged to have you on board.
Thank you so much, Omkar. That was quite an intro and I'm like super excited for this. Thank you so much.
Definitely. Even we are super pumped up to to get to know a lot of learnings of yours, the notions associated with you, and we are super pumped up for the entire segment today.
Yeah, so bring it on, Omkar. I'm like super excited. Tell me.
Definitely. Let's get started. So yeah, so Pallavi, the very first question or the thought that really intrigues me is like, when did this whole idea popped up to initiate Pop Diaries?
Okay, so to be honest, Omkar, I really did not plan this, and I want to convey this to everyone that some things are better unplanned. So I was working in the field of content, and I was writing stuff for other websites, other portals, and somehow all that I wrote went viral. That's when the idea struck me ki if I'm writing for other websites and if they are going viral, then why not start my own stuff and own portal when I have the own creativity and hard work. And that's when I gave it a shot. I plunged into the idea and took the risk, and I had enough earning of my own self. So I knew that if I wanted to, invest, then why not invest in my own hard work and creativity? And that's how I started Pop Diaries. Yeah.
All right. So you're working earlier into a different organization and there your work was getting viral. So somewhere it's like, okay, I'm doing great. People are loving my work. So why don't I initiate my own organization?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's how I was
full
of content earlier. So that's how I got into Pop Diaries. The idea struck there.
Right. That's indeed a great one. So, all right. So, how did you sustain through the initial phase? I mean, I really understood the notion that how you started and initiated this. But once you started, I mean, definitely there must have been ups and downs that you have faced very in a bold and a very fierce way. So, what was that initial phase like? What were the doubts and how did you just tackle all that haunting thoughts?
The initial phase was actually very challenging because first, you need money to run a business. And second, you need a lot of confidence. When you enter the entertainment world, you need a very confident forefront, if you know that. So, I lack both of them, to be honest. When it comes to confidence, I was a very underconfident person. And when it comes to money, I hardly had much, to sustain the business in the long run. So, the only thing was that I had this instinctive move inside me that whatever the condition be, I am going to, give my best in that and I'm going to conquer it all with my work. And the only focus I kept was on my work. So I knew that, and the biggest support system I have to mention is my employees. Sometimes, it is very hard for people to understand someone's passion when they are unable to pay you, enough money and all these stuff. These are some things that, which is very personal and many people don't understand. But luckily, I was blessed with people who are even working with me today and getting good pay right now. But when I started out, they understood my situation and, they stuck through me in the, toughest of times. So, yeah, all these things actually helped me. And that's why I was able to sustain the, initial phase.
Right. And as you elaborated on the recent, in the initial times, the kind of hard phase that you went through. And again, I think your employees really helped you out to sustain through the whole initial phase. So yeah. Speaking about this factor, like, you know, we all have seen this factor, like, you know, just elaborating this whole feminism. So like the men in the industries are doing well. At times they tend to dominate or not give an opportunity to the female out there. And there are very few female journalists who are taking the, or even paparazzis. I think hardly there are two or three in the Bollywood who are female paparazzis. Otherwise it's a male dominated culture when it comes to paparazzi. And again, speaking about initiating your own entire company into this media firm is again a tough job. So did you ever feel the pressure out there by the men out there, or maybe some, let's just not stick to the men, but any other pressure out there?
Yeah, to be honest, the things that are going out, that there's a lot of male domination and, you know, stuff like that, the feminism, it's not at all incorrect, but it is somewhere very, you know, dragged overboard also. I believe that if a situation like the sexism is arising in our industry, then somewhere the woman has to take a stand, and if she's able to deal with it on her own, then she will pass through it. So yeah, if you have noticed, there are very less female entrepreneurs and there are very less women photographers and journalists, because somewhere, you know, pressure these, not just men, I would say, even there are women who, you know, will show another woman, you know, downgrade them or something. Such situations arise not just in media industry, everywhere. So if you are able to pull yourself to, you know, in that, those situations, I guess anything is workable in the near future. For instance, sexism is something that I see, that if a man who is insecure about his own gender, you know, those are the men who will pass such comments on another woman. So this exists in every industry, and if as a woman, I just look at them with pity and I let it pass, because they are the ones who are insecure. So why should I even bother about it? So yeah, that's how I look at it, and I let it pass. And when it comes to competition or anything as such, there have been instances where I was in a meeting and, you know, if a guy is speaking, I'm not heard. Sometimes I'm not taken very seriously. So I just have this drill in my mind that even if I'm happy, if I have to repeat myself at least 4 to 5 times, or, you know, even scream to make myself heard, I will do that. I will do whatever it takes.
Exactly. That was really thoughtful of you. And the one thing that I really, that really intrigued me, and somewhere, you know, when you're reading the entire bio, but one thing that really I stuck to is this particular sentence, that is, what is done can be read it with another perspective to it, adding a bit of creativity, as I also mentioned it in the introduction. So where did this whole idea come from? Because it's very evening and it's very loyal. So like, what is this? Please elaborate about it.
So basically, when I started Pop Diaries, the media industry was very obsessed with these kind of news reporting, where they use sleazy comments and, you know, they objectified women. And to sensationalize the news, they used all kind of certain, you know, gossip, cheap headlines. So when I stepped into the industry, I just wanted plain, you know, entertainment, and just report the news as it is. You need not, you know, show someone in a very sleazy way just because they are into entertainment industry. They are putting a lot of hard work, and they are also doing stuff, creative stuff, which we have to appreciate, right? So that's when I started Pop Diaries, that's when I realized that if I put up the same content that other people are doing, but with a twist of my own creativity, so that will be something like a trendsetter. And to be honest, when I started doing this stuff on Pop Diaries as an experimental basis, the fan clubs and these fans of these stars, you know, they started loving our captions, the way we used to write the stories. They used to screenshot and share it with all the stars and everything. And then the stars started noticing us. The production houses started noticing us. Like Dharma Productions were the first production house who noticed us. And that's how we landed on pure hard work and creativity. They, you know, gave us the first interview, that was of Anushka Sharma and Ranbir Kapoor. So that was first interview ever that we did. And that too with big stars like Ranbir Kapoor and Anushka Sharma. Just because of our content. So yeah, that's how we broke the norm on the internet.
Beautifully, beautiful. That's amazing. And also, this brings me to another question. So I think Pop Diaries was curated in the year 2016, if I'm not wrong.
Correct.
Yeah. So right from 2016, the Pallavi Mukherjee at 2016 and today at 2020, what is the change that you see in you? I mean, definitely there's a drastic change. There's a beautiful big change that has occurred. But one noticeable change that you would really like to tell all the audience here at House of Josh.
So I was a really underconfident person, as I told you even in the beginning of this podcast, that I was someone who had zero level of self-confidence. So I had to step into the world where I was interacting with all these stars, celebs, and you know, all the people behind them. So it was actually a very overwhelming process for me. But yeah, today if I look at myself in the mirror, I can safely say that I've made it, and today I'm much more confident. I had to take interview of Shah Rukh Khan impromptu. Like, I was not at all prepared. Just 5 minutes earlier to the interview, I came to know that he's actually agreed to give us the interview. So I had to take that, and to be honest, I never in my dreams I thought that I'll do able to do it without any fumble or without getting nervous or anything. But yeah, I did it. So that was the thing, life-changing moment for me. So today I'm much more confident, and that is the biggest drastic change I've seen in myself.
Wonderful. I mean, this is quite relatable, because when I started back in the days, and this impromptu things, I think they really make us a great person or a strong person, I feel.
Correct.
Definitely. So one such a notion or one such story that you would like to share, like, let's take about talking about SRK. So how was the whole feeling? Okay, you got to know that Pallavi, you're doing an interview with SRK within 5 minutes. So what was this moment? Like, what was the whole scenario in that 5 minutes ka phase? What did your, how was your adrenaline? And definitely know it must be rushing and pushing out. But what was the thought in your mind?
Oh, actually, let me just tell you that I am a big SRK fan. So I've been watched.
Oh.
So I was... you know, worshipping him since my childhood. And I went over there with a hope that might be I get an interview there, because there was a lot of apprehension whether or not I'll get it. But luckily, he said a yes to our portal, and that was itself very overwhelming. But when he just walked into me, right, when he was walking, at that point of time, I lost my control over myself. I was shivering and everything was just going haywire. I was just seeing two SRKs, two Anandil Rai. But, you
know,
yeah. So I was feeling quite dizzy also. But, you know, when he walked in and he greeted me, I don't know what happened to me. I just went towards his ears and I told him that, hey, Shah Rukh Khan, I'm like your big fan. And I know I'm just, you know, going to do some mistake or I'm going to fuck up. So just, you know, handle the interview if you can. So he already told me in my ears, Pallavi, you will not fuck up. And even if you do, I'm here to, you know, just take care of you. So just look at me. So that was the moment. Everything was sorted for me. And after that, the interview was so smooth. Like, first time I didn't get nervous or I didn't fumble. The biggest thing is fear is my that I fumble a lot. So yeah, I didn't fumble at all. So it was quite an experience.
Wonderful, yeah. I mean, there's a big smile on my face. Like, you know, wow, what a beautiful journey you have witnessed and you've been through.
Yeah, it was like one of an experience for me.
Definitely, definitely. And also talking about the partners in the industry out there, or talking about the brands who are around you, and I would say, what do you call them as?
The competitors, you mean?
Yeah, the competitors, basically. So, like, what is your notion towards them? Like, how do you perceive them? Because I've been asking a lot of stars, again, talking to Tapsee Pannu, or maybe beautiful web series stars out there, Naveen Kasturia, and other people out there. And they've always had their own perspective towards this particular notion. So, what is your perspective as an entrepreneur when you're looking out at these competitors?
Yeah, so basically, I do look out for my competitors, because we are in an industry where, you know, we have to be very aware what the other people are doing and what work they are doing, how well they are doing. But to be very honest, I am very secure with my own position, because I have entered the industry quite later. Today, my portal's name is taken with bigger names who are there in the industry for 10 to 15 years. But I have just made my mark in 3 years. So I'm secure that way. And I just follow my, idol's footstep. And he says that you are your own biggest competition. That is SRK. So I just believe in the same thing. I think that bettering my work, my company's work and my team efforts is much more important than just, looking out for the competitors and their work. I am just aware of what they are doing, but I don't really believe in, just copying their work or, getting inspired wholly from them. That's not the way I function.
Right. So are you much more focused into the numbers and the views and the shares and the comments and is there some tracking that goes on, the insider thing?
Yes, definitely. As I'm on the digital platform, that is a very prime focus. But sometimes, some lamest content gets a lots of share and comments and everything. But that doesn't mean that should be my, access to getting, putting up lamest content every now and then. So I do put memes and everything, but I make sure that I balance it out with quality content as well. Otherwise, I don't want to give out a wrong message about my brand that we are here just to, put up memes constantly and just get viral. That's also not my agenda. So that's the reason I balance it out in a very organic way.
Wonderful, wonderful. And there's the, as we say, ki Bollywood khatam nahi hota coffee with Karan ke bina. So definitely, I think we can't end this chat without bringing this topic or this concept called as nepotism, because it's the most loved. Okay, I know that many people say, what is nepotism, this and that, but after all, they really want to listen on to this particular notions of nepotism. So you have been into the industry from past 4 years, well established, and your name has been taken out with all the other brands which have already been established from past 10 to 12 years. So you better know about nepotism, and you, I'm sure that you'll be knowing much more than what I know. So what is your thought on this whole nepotism? I mean, I really want to use this line over here, ki what is done can be redone with another perspective by adding a bit of a creativity. So what is your different perspective? What is a bit of creativity that you will add to the whole argument of nepotism?
So nepotism is something that exists in all the industry, and this is very done and dusted thing, right? But the point over here is ki if nepotism is not encouraged by the public, see, even the topic nepotism was given so much of importance. If you are not, as a public, if you're not buying the stuff from the market, then it won't sell right at the first place. So tomorrow, if Taimur Ali Khan has 10 fan clubs and Sara Ali Khan has 10 fan clubs, then obviously people will want to, cast them and make movies about them and talk about them. And as a media company, I am shamelessly saying that I promote nepotism to another level. I talk about Ananya Pandey, I talk about Sara Ali Khan, but at the same time, I talk about Vicky Kaushal and I talk about, Shah Rukh Khan, who are not a product of nepotism at all. So it is all about the thing that public is wanting to buy. If you stop buying a pack of cigarettes, it will stop selling in the market. Same way, if you stop searching about Taimur Ali Khan, then probably Taimur Ali Khan's photo will not surface on the internet. So just because you just want to sound right and you say that nepotism is unacceptable, then do not even talk about nepotism in a way that it should not sell in the market, right? That's how I look at it.
Great. I mean, definitely, I've never heard this kind of a perspective, and you really stand very true and loyal to this statement that, you have another perspective to each and everything which has already been existing. So, I mean, yeah, it was much necessary that if people are not promoting it out, then definitely that product won't be sold in the market.
Got
it. Right. And before we end this entire segment, I would really like you to share something that one thing has really hurted you or has hurt us in the past, and that has really taught us a lot. So that will be a carry away from this particular concluding segment. So what is that one thing, maybe in the course of 4 years, that might have hurt you somewhere in the past and that has taught you something? So any such incident?
Yeah, so there's no one particular incident, but I just have to say one thing, that in the journey of business, especially for women out there, sometimes women tend to, you know, think from an emotional perspective, and emotions have a very less space in the world of business. So we often meet people who can, you know, emotionally manipulate you and, you know, pretend or wear a mask that they are your friends, but they turn out to be otherwise your enemies, who are just, you know, having strategies to, you know, pull you down and stuff like that. So in such a in such journeys, one must, you know, just believe in themselves and just wear your heart on your sleeves. If you want to cry, just cry. Laugh, then laugh and scream. Just don't be, you know, bothered about the judgments around you or, you know, what people are thinking about you. And most importantly, always take a firm decision, keeping in mind you yourself and no one else. That's very important. If you're emotional and if you're considering someone else in your decision, that might hurt you later. So always think about yourself, your business, and how it's going to help you. And yeah, you'll be good to go then.
Wow. I mean, this is really a very noteworthy, because we normally tend to speak about all goody-goody things out there, but these are the real learnings. When you speak to someone, getting on the practical feel and a technically more stronger feel, I think this is something that audience are looking forward to. And as everything that you said, that wear your heart on your sleeve and just be open and just do what you feel right. I think that is something that everybody should aim for. And this is definitely a noteworthy point to be taken out.
Thank you, Omkar. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. So I think, Pallavi, it was a great session getting to know how you start and how are you sustaining very fierce way in a very bold way. And it's definitely an absolute pleasure. And I'm really blessed that I got an opportunity to interact with you. And you were so open and really spoke out your heart. So thank you so much, Pallavi, for being on House of Joes Season 2. By the way, you're the first guest and you've opened this entire episode. So you're the debutant for the Season 2.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Thank you, Omkar. And it was lovely speaking to you, yaar. I mean, you got the Josh, and that's why the name is so apt. House the Josh.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, that really sums up the entire House the Josh podcast.
Thank you. Definitely.
All right. So thank you so much, Pallavi, once again.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Omkar.
Thank you. And thank you all the beautiful listeners out there for listening out to Pallavi Mukherjee. Definitely, she did give us this goals of entrepreneurship and how you should wear your heart on your sleeve. So definitely, it was a fruitful session. I'll be coming back with yet another beautiful and amazing and exciting session with another episode of House of Joes Season 2. Till then, stay tuned.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की, सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।